Carolyn Box spent a big chunk of last summer on a 74-foot sailboat as it headed north from Bermuda to Iceland. But the voyage of the Sea Dragon was hardly a recreational cruise. This was a scientific expedition for Five Gyres, the California nonprofit that is trying to combat plastic pollution, and their mission was to collect and test water samples every 50 to 100 miles along the way.
We use the same piece of equipment on every trip. It's called a manta trawl, and so it skims along the surface of the ocean, collecting anything in its path, including a lot of plastic fragments. And we document, as we move across the ocean, how the level of plastic changes. When we're in the center of the oceans, we see the highest amount of plastic. We see this in every ocean. It's pretty clear that plastic is spread throughout all of the oceans, though it is in different concentrations. But every sample of the 600 plus samples we've taken have been plastic positive, except for I think it's three or four that have been plastic free.
Just anecdotally, that sounds like a lot. But Box says they've been able to quantify it more specifically.
The statistics are showing that it's 5.25 trillion plastic particles floating on the ocean surface, and that equals 269,000 tons. It's really hard to imagine what that number equals, but we've done the math, and it's over 700 pieces of plastic per person on Earth floating in the ocean.
And yet, that's far from all the plastic that is out there.
What we were looking at is just what's floating on the surface of the ocean. That's not including what's floating in the water column or what's on the bottom of the ocean. So those numbers will increase how much is in the environment, along with what is stuck on the shorelines. Because of my work with Five Gyres, I've been to a lot of places that most people don't get to go to a lot of islands in the middle of the ocean, and it's amazing how much plastic is on those beaches. And so you see what is working its way through the ocean. It's getting hooked on these islands. I've seen the same thing in St. Helena Island, which is a really, really remote island in the South Atlantic, and the same thing in Bermuda.
So where is it all coming from?
A lot of times in the past, people blamed the shipping industry or fishermen, but the issue needs to be pointed back to upstream. What we do on land is making its way into the ocean. So it's going down our rivers, down our storm drains, and especially these last few days when it's been raining, if you go out to the coastlines, you'll see a lot more stuff on the beaches because everything that's been sort of stuck up in the system has been mobilized and is going out to sea now.
There are no good answers yet for getting rid of all that degraded plastic. The problem is continuing to grow, so the best thing we can do, suggests Box, is to try to slow it down.
If you as an individual can use less plastic, so if you can think about your own single-use plastic footprint and reduce that, that is definitely a start. And I think picking companies that think about their products and how much plastic goes into their packaging or their materials is something that's really important.
The bigger and more difficult challenge, she adds, lies in getting more manufacturers to use less plastic in the first place. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.